Education. Entertainment. It's edutainment with the Data Doctor on News Radio 620 KTAR.
What you gonna do? Do you wanna get down?
Yeah, buddy.
What you gonna do?
Hey, so do you know what a hot spot is?
Whatever.
Yeah. No? Do you know the differences in all the different 80211 yada yada yadas?
Yeah.
Well, if you don't, call when you hear a line open.
Actually, a couple of people dropped off during
this. Oh, did they? Okay.
Yeah, people don't want to, you know, they don't want to talk to us.
Well, no, they don't want to have to wait.
But either if you dropped off and you want to get back on, or if you want to get on, you hurry up and dial quickly 602-277-5827 now.
So we're talking about wireless networks. If you have any suggestions, questions, experiences to impart, we'd love to hear either via email, our website, datadoctors.com/radio. You can see all the stuff there, or you can certainly try calling in. All right, let's go back to the phones and talk to another regular friend of the show, I guess.
Well, you said you needed some help dumbing down this concept, and I thought that no one's better qualified than me.
It's the dumbing down.
The dumbing down hotline and our special correspondent.
From North Phoenix, yes, where the weather is sunny.
Hey, Louie, what's going on?
Well, how does the speed of this 802.11g, that's the fastest one.
No.
How does it compare to high-speed serial port? Parallel port or a USB port?
Well, okay. They're completely different parts. It's like comparing the RPM gauge to the transmission's rear end ratio.
But you can check and see how fast the car goes in the end, can't you?
Well, those are different components because they're unrelated.
There's sort of a question in there. You made an incorrect statement, though. Wireless G is not the fastest. Wireless A is.
Oh, yep, you're right.
G gets you up to, at the highest, and keep in mind this is under premium ultimate conditions with no interference and no issues and certain distance requirements and things, 54 megabit is the fastest for wireless G, 74 is the fastest for wireless A, and wireless B is usually 11, some people call it 22, but they're kind of cheating in how they get to that number.
Yeah, and those numbers are all not real anyway, so it's almost a pointless situation.
Now, what he's asking is there is a way you can network through USB ports, and it depends on the version of USB you're running, because of course everybody's aware there are more than one version of USB, right, Louis?
Yeah, I'm thinking of the person who wants to have their computer sitting on their desk and their printer and scanner and camera and all stuff around without any wires.
Then you're talking about Bluetooth.
Or there's infrared, or there's some other ways to do that, but wireless networking is generally not the way you'd accomplish something like that.
Yeah, wireless networking is specifically for data devices, mainly computers.
You can have a printer that you would set up like as a print server that multiple machines would print to, and it's not convenient to have a network card in it somewhere, and so that's where a wireless print server might come into play.
What we're saying is
networking means hooking several computers together, or to use one device, and just hooking one computer to several devices, you would go with Bluetooth.
Well, here's the distinction. One is wireless networking, and one is wireless connectivity.
Like so when you're trying when to you connect, wanna, when you
trying
wanna,
to,
sorry.
Trying to connect a device to the computer to interface with that device.
If it's then you're talking about wireless connections, like a cell phone or a PDA
or
a
printer. Word better. Connectivity.
Connectivity.
Come on.
If you're talking about one of those gadgets, if you're talking about actual computers or things that would normally be traditionally on a network, like printers, computers, there's not a whole lot else that participates on a network.
Yeah, Wi-Fi is going to replace that Ethernet cable.
Yeah.
That's what that does. So wherever you would use Ethernet, you never use Ethernet to hook up a digital camera or a scanner or anything like that directly to the computer.
Right. You'd use like a USB interface or a FireWire or a parallel port. In those kinds of cases, you can get ways to wirelessly connect to those devices or those gadgets, but that's not wireless networking. That's wireless connectivity.
Hey, you're coming around.
How does the speed compare with all these things? Can you say anything savvy about that?
Yes, it's not going to compare.
Like we said at the beginning of the show, wireless networking is good, and I recommend it highly for people in certain situations, but whenever you can have a wire, you're always going to be better off.
Always.
And so understand the differences, and one of the differences is it is not as fast, and I won't say it will never be as fast, because never in the computer world is dumb to say something like that.
No, never in the computer world is 2 weeks.
But I will say that in the foreseeable short-term future, a wire is always going to be more reliable, better, and faster.
So just like if you have a digital camera, you have any of those other things, and you have the choice of going wired or wireless, wired is still your best choice. Yes, the wires are a big pain in the butt, but it's going to be more consistent, generally going to be faster.
And you're trying to get us pinned down to a speed, and we're giving you up to speeds. It's like the internet. It's never a constant thing, and so it's hard to tell you how fast it's going to go. I can give you a good example where you'd use wireless. I've got our main computer in our house is upstairs, kind of in a room off of our bedroom. And it's very inconvenient to run up there anytime you want to just quickly look up movie times or go. My wife likes to get a recipe for something, and having to print it out and bring it downstairs is not real simple. So we put a little tiny computer in our kitchen.
Excellent exercise, though.
Yeah, excellent exercise. That's true. There's a computer in our kitchen, and there was no jack to plug a network into, and I didn't want to run a wire, so a simple wireless connection plugs into the computer, and I'm online. I can do whatever I need to do from right there without having to have a wire strung. It's not a real high-use computer. If it was to go down, my business isn't relying on it. It wouldn't be the end of the world. I also am a fairly technical guy because I, you know, do a computer show and run a computer company, so I have the skills to be able to fix that thing if it was to go down, but in my situation, I knew the expectation. I knew it wouldn't be as fast, but I didn't care because I'm looking for a convenience, and that's where it's perfect.
And let's wrap this up, but I'll tell you one other thing. If you have a wireless network and you're complaining that you have to reset it because you lose your connections, you know, on a regular basis, that's part of the deal.
So to summarize everything, if I'm wired, I don't need to worry about my hotspot.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And hotspots, basically, I said, do you know what hotspots are? Hotspots are areas, public areas now, where they have publicly broadcasting Wi-Fi points, so you can actually walk down the street in certain parts of this country, like Silicon Valley or the San Francisco area. Coffee shops, those kind of places broadcast. Those are called hotspots where you can actually, while you're enjoying a cup of coffee, pop onto their network. That's where Wi-Fi is.
We're
going to
talk a little bit more about that as the show rolls on, but thanks for your call, Louie.
Let him roll.
All right, Louie,
thanks
a lot.
Guys.
All right, of course, there's a lot of confusion about wireless and wired, and when do I use it, and what's Wi-Fi, what's Bluetooth, what's... Call us. Let us.
We've got almost every call we have has to do with the topic, which is fairly unusual.
Yeah.
And if you've got a call and it has to do with the topic, we've got a free line open right now, 602-277-5827. We're going to take a quick break.
And then we're going to talk to Gary, Larry, and Rick.
And his other brother, Daryl.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it's the Computer Corner. We'll be right back.
Honey?
Mm-hmm.
Let's put in a pool.
Are you going to take care of it?
Okay, you sound like my mom when I wanted a puppy.
Did you take care of the puppy?
Yes, I did.
For how long?
As long as she was a puppy.
So, your mom ended up taking care of the dog.
Darling, you're not going to end up taking care of the pool.
Darling, you're darn right I'm not.
But, you know,
no.
I didn't even
no.
ask anything.
How about a home where nearly everything is taken care of for you, even the pool? At Cachet Homes, you're invited to enjoy a life less burdened by responsibilities in any of our low-maintenance, resort-style communities. Each of our luxury condominiums, townhomes, and courtyard homes feature Cachet's classic architecture and impressive home-inspired floor plans, not to mention the quality workmanship Cachet has built its name on. For more